Overscheduled Child, a book by Al Rosenfeld. Al will join us at 35 past the hour to begin to talk about this. It's about what he describes as the contemporary anxiety, the stress that parents feel that they push onto their kids. Let's start with Fred. You see this all the time, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm excited to have Dr. Rosenfeld on the show today because I've heard him speak, and he really knows the subject very well out there of overscheduling. And today's parent, the way they behave so much with their kid of overscheduling them, and especially when it comes to sports. But I think it's kind of neat that Andy's on the show today from a psychological standpoint, and we'll see what happens.
Andy, there's so many parents and some of my very close friends that talk about this all the time. They find themselves in a whirlwind that they can't get out of, when all they're doing is coaching or driving their kids from one sporting event to another, and it's absolutely wearing them out and hurting their relationship with their kids.
Well, Nick, it happens all the time, and I've seen it myself. My sons are now 17 and 15, but when they were younger, I recall being at a soccer game, and a mom came to pick her son up early because he had to get to his piano lesson. And then we're at a baseball game, and that same mom was picking him up to take him to a soccer practice. So there's constant pressure to have to go from here to there. And I think what it comes down to is we see people comparing themselves to everybody else. Well, Johnny's doing this, my son better do this. Or, gosh, Janie's doing that, well, we better get her on the softball team. And I think there's pressure from a lot of parents feel to keep up with everybody else and have their kids doing all the things that everybody else is doing. And the consequence is they double book and triple book themselves to the point that they're out of control.
So what do you do when a parent who loves their kid wants to do the right thing, Dr. Jacobs, and doesn't want the kid to have to make choices, wants them to do whatever comes to their mind is something they enjoy, and suddenly they find themselves with piano lessons, with a soccer game, with a basketball practice, and suddenly they've taken on too much?
Well, I think you have to do a reality check, Nick. I think most parents get caught up in the whirlwind lifestyle that we live today, of going from here to there and there to here. And I think sometimes people need to take a step back and to do what I always call a reality check. Ask yourself, wait a minute, are we getting the best out of everything we can do right now? How are we doing too much? Do we have time? You know, the main question is this: do you have time to sit down as a family unit together at the dinner table and have a nice peaceful meal at home? Or is somebody always gone? And if you can't find a day during the week, at least 2 days during the week, where you cannot sit down as an entire family unit and sit down and eat together, you've got a problem. Fred, what do you think about that?
Man, I don't know one family that I know of today that has kids that are growing up, you know, that sits down and has dinner together anymore. I mean, it's a lost art, and obviously, as you point out, Andy, it's a lost thing that's happening with the development of kids and understanding family. You know, that whole aspect that at least it was the way when I grew up and my kids grew up, but I don't see that anymore in all my kids and grandkids.